Welcome to Inspiring Business with your host, Stephen Sandor, the podcast that inspires business owners to find their genius and future-proof the business's value.
Hi, my name's Stephen Sandor, and I'm the presenter of the Inspiring Business podcast. I have a number of episodes ready to be released, but why would you want to listen to yet another podcast on business? So I'm doing this introduction episode so you can decide if it's worth investing your time to subscribe and listen. Hopefully, I'll do a good enough job here for you to join me each week and hear from business owners just like you. The podcast has been created for you if you're at that stage where you've recognized that you can't do it all yourself, and you're looking for real-life examples that inspire you to take action and, if necessary, ask for help. The podcast is not trying to convince you that it's a good idea to ask for help. We aim to inspire, not motivate. There are plenty of motivational podcasts out there, but we're not one of them. The people who you'll hear from have successfully migrated from a small business to a medium or large business and are sharing with you how they did it. These business owners share their challenges, frustrations, experiences, and how they went about achieving their objectives. You'll get a real sense that it's a relatively simple process, but it's not easy to implement. So to support the implementation, I'm also interviewing advisors who, through their particular genius, provide support to business owners and who also run their own business. So they have a great deal of empathy with you and the businesses they serve. The one thing you won't get here is listening to gurus who have the six easy steps to success. It's not to say that these theories don't work, but we all know that business is simple and not easy. So here's my three-step magic bullet: have purpose, be consistent, and care. It's as simple as that. So if you're looking for a quick fix, I suggest you stop listening now. So it's all well and good that you hear that it's been done, but how do you do it? So for the next few minutes, I'm going to outline three areas that we'll be covering in future episodes. The first is understanding the stage of business that you're in. The second is recognizing the emotions that you experience at different stages and why you feel the way you feel. And finally, how you can navigate your way to a point where the business does not rely upon you and you can retire into your business and have choices. I'll briefly talk about the first part of understanding the stage concepts here so you have a taste of what's to come. The Rewilder Group surveyed 1,300 small and medium-sized businesses over 30 years to create a matrix of seven stages. And when you look at your business and do a simple analysis, you'll find you fit somewhere on the board. It's not a definitive position, but based on my experience and how it's been applied, it comes pretty close most of the time. They've created a table that highlights where your focus should be, depending upon your stage. How you then apply the various strategies offered will depend very much on the people, resources, and processes that you have in place. And it's a bespoke approach rather than an out-of-the-box solution. So let's look at these stages. I'm only going to address the first four of the seven for now. The numbers I'm using are very specific, but obviously, if you're close to the line, you're in transition. Stage one is obviously startup. These businesses are less than 10 employees, and the focus is on profit, followed by people and process. The owner is the sole executive and is the visionary driving the business. Stage two is the ramp-up stage and is up to 19 employees. The focus here is profit once again, but shifting process ahead of people. You would expect to have around 2 to 3 people in a supervisory or management role. And your focus is looking for quality people or developing quality people you already have employed. Stage three is delegation with between 20 and 34 employees, and again around 3 to 5 functional managers. And here the focus shifts, not surprisingly, to people, followed by profit and process. And you're working on maintaining the core values throughout the business. The way of doing this is to identify the potential leadership team from the managers and supervisors that and start the mentoring process. Stage four is professional, with between 35 and 57 employees, with between 6 to 10 managers and 2 to 3 of these managers who are progressing into the leadership team. The focus in this stage is process, followed by profit and people. As I said, I'm not going to go through the remaining 3 stages, but if you'd like to know more about these, there's information on our website and a link to the Rewild Group's data in the show notes. The Inspiring Business Podcast's focus is on helping you migrate from stage 2 to 4 and 5 and be as effective, efficient, and profitable as possible in each of these stages. I don't have time to go through detail of the stages matrix, but we will be covering these in future episodes, looking at leadership styles, how much of your time should be spent on managing and strategizing, and many more. So it's a clear framework to work within and a really powerful tool. So that covers the stages framework. And now I'll speak briefly about the emotions that sit over these stages. Now, before you roll your eyes and switch off, the most successful business owners understand that being vulnerable and understanding your emotions is a source of strength. So keep listening. We're all humans, and therefore there is also an emotional stage that you go through as you lead your business. If you think back to when you first started, it was exciting and scary. It's the same emotion, it's just the context in which you see it. I'm assuming you were really hard at work, and most of the time it felt chaotic. There was stress of looking for sales and the pressure that that placed on cash flow. I like to call this the emotional accelerator. You could be full throttle and spinning wheels, going nowhere, or you've got traction and you're going so fast you can barely keep up with what's going on around you. To calm this emotionally frantic behavior, there has to be an investment of your time, your energy, your money, and above all, asking for help with growing the business. It's almost impossible to grow beyond this stage without help. This acceleration phase is also not linear. You can be stuck in the frantic behavior for all of your business life. And if you're not careful, eventually you run out of fuel. The reason small businesses fail is usually because they try and do it all by themselves, which is why it's important to have the stages framework so you can have confidence to let go of the things at the right time and know what to focus on. Once you get through this early emotional phase, things become more controlled. Sports people call it in the zone. You might recognize the emotion because you're not working hard. Things just come easy to you and you're probably making more money than you've ever done before. You're calm and what I call emotionally cruising. Again, this is not linear. You could be here for months, years, or even decades, although in these changing times, it's more likely to be years rather than decades. The goal is to remain in the cruising mode for as long as possible by staying ahead of the competition, being innovative, looking at improvements, but eventually, because of scaling and moving to the next stage, the emotional headwinds appear. You'll recognize this because you'll be feeling frustrated, lost, even angry. or you're just not feeling yourself about the business. You may even be contemplating downsizing or selling because it's no longer enjoyable. The key here is to regenerate or reorganize the business so that it reinvigorates you and your staff. This usually requires some one-on-one coaching, just so that you get clear on the way forward. You'll have the answer. It's having the time to work through the options, and it usually starts with you. So, as you can see, the business stages and the emotional stages fall hand in glove. The final piece that we will be covering in future episodes is how to develop and apply a strategy that creates a business that doesn't rely on you. I'd like you to be in a position to retire into your business. Get your business ready for sale, but don't sell it. And there are some significant and obvious benefits to doing this. By you having a turnkey business, it means that the sale price is typically 30 to 50% more than the usual market price. But if the business is ticking along without you, why sell? It's the opportunity for you to retire into your business, be the chairman, and take a stipend for the work that you've done and a dividend from your investment. You also have the choice to stay on as the managing director and be the leader of strategy. The point is, you have created a business where you now have a choice. There is a lot to cover, and I hope you stick around and listen to how you can create the business that was in your vision when you first started. By subscribing, you'll never miss out on the valuable information and nuggets of gold that have already surfaced in the interviews I've had so far. I'm inviting you to join me each week on the Inspiring Business Podcast so you can make a difference in your and others' lives.